The effects of radiative feedback and supernova-induced turbulence on early galaxies, by Richard Sarmento et al. The recently launched James Webb Space Telescope promises unparalleled advances in our understanding of the first stars and galaxies, but realizing this potential requires cosmological simulations that capture the key physical processes that affected these objects. Here we show that radiative transfer and subgrade turbulent mixing are two such processes. By comparing simulations with and without radiative transfer but with exactly the same physical parameters and subgrade turbulent mixing model, we show that tracking radiative transfer suppresses the population 3, star formation density by a factor of approximately 4. In both simulations, is greater than or equal to 90% of population 3 stars are found in the unresolved pristine regions tracked by our subgrade model, which does a better job at modeling the regions surrounding proto-galaxy cores where metals from supernovae take tens of meters to mix thoroughly. At the same time, radiative transfer suppresses population 3 star formation, via the development of ionized bubbles that slows gas accretion in these regions, and it results in compact high redshift galaxies that are surrounded by isolated low-mass satellites. Thus, turbulent mixing and radiative transfer are both essential processes that must be included to accurately model the morphology, composition, and growth of primordial galaxies. This was the effects of radiative feedback and supernova-induced turbulence on early galaxies, by Richard Sarmento et al.